Guy Johnson joins us by phone tonight to talk about a new book titled Rainbow in the Cloud, The Wisdom and Spirit of Maya Angelou. Guy is the son of Dr. Angelou, and along with his son, Colin, and Bob Loomis, her longtime editor, they have chosen aphorisms, both poignant and witty, along with photographs taken throughout Dr. Angelou's life, in a loving and lasting tribute to her. Guy and Colin are also co-founders of Caged Bird Legacy, an entity dedicated to continuing the work of their mother and grandmother. Guy, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you very much.
Would you tell us how this book came about?
Well, really, it came about at a difficult time for me, and I was not really that enthusiastic about it. However, Random House had given my mother an advance on a book called Encounters. However, she had not finished a sufficient part of the book to publish. And Random House, rather than taking back the advance that they gave her, asked if I would be interested in putting together something about her sayings. And at first, I didn't think so, because I wanted a moment to grieve my mother. And this was, she passed May 28th, and this was the second week in June. But what I found is when I started working on the book, it connected me to her in a way that I could not have foreseen. I heard her speaking to me at night. It was a wonderful way to say goodbye as well as hello.
I understand that, and a generosity to include all of us in both grieving and celebrating her. There is a wish from your mother in Rainbow in the Cloud, and I'm going to read it to quote her. Her wish is that you continue to be who and how you are, to astonish a mean world with your acts of kindness, continue to allow humor to lighten the burden of your tender heart. And I think that she offers that to all of us, knowing her from afar. But if you would, tell us about Caged Bird Legacy and whether her wish in part was what inspired you and your son Colin to work on it.
Well, what we thought is my mother was involved in 16 different projects when she passed. She was working with the Cincinnati Symphony. She's got a rap album coming out with Smooch Records. There was just so many things she was involved in that we felt we needed, first off, to direct donations to her charities. She's got a women's clinic, a minority clinic, as well as she gives to historically black colleges. And we just felt like we couldn't really get a handle on it unless we put an entity to sort of funnel all of these different projects and things through. And so my son, who graduated from Georgetown, he was the ideal person to put in charge. He's a business-oriented person. He works for T-Mobile. He's one of their top salesmen. So I put him in charge of her business, and so that we can maximize any monies for the charities that she has.
There seems to be such a strong sense of family in your family. I remember hearing your mother say that you were the greatest blessing in her life. I'm guessing you have similar feelings about your son. What was the actual process of collaborating on this book like for you? Was that healing also?
Well, what happened was that Random House put together a team to cull through her poetry as well as her works for some of her wisdom. What I felt, though, is I felt some of it was not totally in context. So what I did was I went back and I watched some of her speaking engagements. And then I began to write down the things she used to say to me. Because one of the things she used to say to me is, don't be a prisoner of ignorance. And what she meant was, don't let the insidiousness of racism or anything else prevent you from finding out the truth. Want and seek the truth. And sometimes you have to read quite a bit to even get close to the truth. That was one of the crucial lessons she gave to me. And I just see her as such a multifaceted being. I mean, her words talk about love and the courage it takes to love. And then she'll talk about courage in terms of being one of the important virtues, because without it, you can't practice any of the other virtues. And then she'll talk about faith. And I know her faith was a rock, because, frankly, I had to rest upon it many times. I've had 10 spinal surgeries, and I was paralyzed, absolutely paralyzed. And her faith was very important in me climbing out of that pit. Also, her faith was crucial to her when she was confronting what she called the forces of entropy and evil, because that's how she saw racism and prejudice and hatred as the forces of entropy. And she would say that the person standing on the word of God is the majority.
She was so eloquent, but so honest, wasn't she? And what a great sense of humor. I once heard her describe her mother as having pizzazz. And I'm wondering, if you had one word, how would you describe your mother?
I don't think I could. Frankly, I'm sorry. She was much more complex. You know what she used to say? She used to say that labels diminish us. They don't take in consideration our individuality. I don't believe that one word would do her justice.
Mm. Even though we're talking about her loss, we're also at this joyous time of year, and your mother spoke of joy often. So I'm wondering, if you look back over the years, what it was like to sit at table with her at a holiday. Who was around the table? Was there a family story that came up every year that was humorous?
Well, not so much family stories, old family stories, new family stories. She had great-grandchildren who she loved and who have their own individual personalities. And I think I have a bit of that myself. But it was a wonderful thing. It was a warm thing. She was the first to tell me that there are many languages, when they say hello, they say, "Have you eaten today?" So to share and laughter was a key element in her sense of joy about life. She loved to cook. She loved to feed people. And from my experience, people loved it.
She fed us with her wisdom and her humor, as well as her good food. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. And thank you for your continued work on sharing your mother, Dr. Maya Angelou, with us.
I'm extremely grateful to be her son, and extremely grateful to be here to be able to present some of her wisdom in an accessible form. And may I wish you a joyful holiday season?
Thank you. I wish you the same. I've been talking with Guy Johnson about Rainbow in the Cloud, the wisdom and spirit of Maya Angelou. You'll find more information at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.
He said that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, and that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.